Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology.
This is Castology, and I'm one of your castologists, Zane C. Weber, here with my fellow castologists,
Liz Best
and
Nick Bleeker.
How are we, everyone?
I'm alive.
Yep.
This is huge. This is huge news.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a week. It's been a year. It's been a decade.
It's been a millennium so far.
Oh. Time certainly has passed.
Things have happened. I'll tell you what, if we go straight from a global pandemic into a world war, I am not going to be happy.
What if we just never leave the pandemic?
Look, and a world war?
Yeah,
sure.
Why not?
Let's just lump all that shit together.
Yeah, all right. What about a global economic crisis and a world war and a pandemic?
Are we not already in that, though?
Well, we're about a month away.
But then there's like economic crisis, climate crisis.
Oh, like, climate crisis. We've got maybe 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Are we the
how long a war can last. We could come straight out of a war into the world is dying because we've fucked it up even more with a nuclear war.
Are we the doom scrolling of podcasts?
Yeah. This is like, look, how are we doing? Well, nothing's good and never will be.
That's a good podcast title. Can we have that?
Like, nothing's good and never will be.
Yeah. We can do a podcast about how, like, you know how people are like, this is the good news of the week. We're just like, well, we've been doom scrolling and here's all the shit that's going to kill us
this
week.
Motherfucker.
I would love that podcast.
Yeah. It'd be one heck of a binge, though. If you're joining us for the first time, what we do here is we recommend podcasts and then we go back and we review the podcasts that we recommended.
We do not recommend the world right now.
No.
That's why we're so into podcasts.
Yep. Escapism.
So we don't have any theme this week. This is one of our themeless weeks. So I think I would like to hear Liz's recommendation first.
Do you want to hear something scary? Because that's the name of the podcast. So you're going to have to.
It's nice and simple.
It's called the Something Scary Podcast. Now, full confession, I have had this podcast on my list for months now, and I keep swapping it out because I keep meaning to go back to re-listen to why I loved it so much, but I never seem to have the time. And I thought I'd swapped it out this week, but I had not, which means you're getting two scary podcasts in a row from me for next week as well.
That's fine. I mean, technically our Halloween episode is coming out the day after Halloween.
Oh, so I'm just uber prepared.
Yeah,
then.
You're just super prepared. Yeah. Like, you're giving
people
what they actually want.
Like, that's what I do. I have actually been like on a creepy podcast binge at the moment. Yeah. So like not just, you know, stories, but like full on fiction, scary, everything. So I actually had four or five up my sleeve. So this is one of them. So this is host Mark here every week they bring us the creepiest ghost stories, urban legends and folk tales. Now, it's your classic like one person-y, narratory talking about kind of scary stories. It's got really cool, creepy music. I think that's one of the reasons why I kind of gelled with it.
Yeah,
it gave me, you know, that whole odd tonic vibes with like the way the storyteller kind of talks like this, and I'm kind of really into it. And they also choose a story each week to animate and post it on YouTube.
Oh,
so
cool.
There's a fun little tie-in if you liked some of the stories. I think it's been a while. I listened to maybe one or two episodes just before this to prep me. But Yeah, so if you listen to one of the stories, they'll let you know which story has been animated, and you can go onto their YouTube channel and have a look at that. Yeah, cool. And it's quite fun. They've been going since about 2019, so there are plenty of episodes to be able to listen to. And yeah, so that is the Something Scary podcast.
Awesome.
Yes.
Something Scary.
Something Scary.
Nick.
My recommendation, and look, again, full disclosure, I think we did place a ban.
We did.
On Q Code.
Yeah, but now,
I know what you both have done.
Yeah,
okay. All right, okay, so I've selected, and I didn't realize it was a Q Code show after the fact. Thank you very much.
I asked for an exception for mine a couple of weeks ago. I'm just putting it out
there. I just listened to this and was like, cool. Anyway, so Crooked Media as well, which is another one that I maybe should start putting a ban on because I've been recommending quite a few of their shows. I recommended Crooked Media and Q Code's collaboration called Edith, which is anyway, that's completely got me. So I don't know if you'd call this like an alt history kind of comedy podcast. I don't even know how you'd describe it, but the premise of the
comedic
show,
historical fiction.
Yes, that's perfect. This one
fiction?
Goes into
not entirely fiction, but
it's history-esque. It's alternate history.
Yeah, alternate history. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is a show about Edith Wilson, who was the wife of Woodrow Wilson, who was the president of the United States, who had a stroke, and so she kind of took stewardship of his role while he was recovering. And so this show is a comedic alt history take of how she handled the mantle of being the stewardship or steward of the president of the United
of being
States.
Not the president.
Correct.
The
yeah. So Rosamund Pike, who I love so much, plays Edith Wilson, but this is a huge cast to it. It is very like the dialogue and how it is put together is just like it just hits every single note. I didn't think I would really enjoy this. It just popped up on my feed because the artwork is like really striking and Rosamund Pike is just.
And also look, if you're still subscribed to literally any other Q Code.
Yeah, that's.
They're going to tell you about their newest production.
You can't miss it.
Which Q Code, I'm just putting it out there, that is the reason why I unsubscribe to all of your podcasts after I listen to them, even if there's a second season coming, because I know that between now and the second season, you're going to spam me with 7 or 8 different ads for productions, and I'm going to get all excited thinking there's a new episode, and there won't be.
And Edith is one of those shows that is doing that, even though it ended a month ago. Anyway,
Q-Code, it's not great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not great. I also have unsubscribed all my Q-Code shows because, yeah, it's just I don't want to delete all the episodes. I just want to listen to my listened episodes.
Yeah.
My recommendation is just a bag full of fun. It's called The Oyster.
Okay, sounds seafoody.
I don't think there's any seafood in this.
Good, because I hate seafood.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
So this is basically set in the not-so-distant future after the climate crisis. There's basically a worldwide governmental lockdown. There's shelters built, but only 80% of the people can fit in.
Cool. This feels like real life.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's the thing. Like, first off, first episode, you have the, like, they're rating people by their usefulness and, like, forcing people who are marked as useful to be forcing them to go into the shelter and literally killing everyone else. But it's not, that's not the main story. The main story is about a woman who's trying to create and catalog human experiences to create the perfect virtual reality sort of interface to kind of keep people happy and not chewing through resources. So it's
see, my first thought when you said this was, holy fuck, I'd be so far down as a writer on the list. I'm like, no, wait, I could catalog human experience.
Yes.
They I'm could back. Use a writer in the future.
It's Forbes called this hope punk.
Ooh. That is so, an interesting genre.
Hope punk.
I don't think it fits hope punk just because of the way the story goes. Like, definitely every episode, they're really struggling to be hopeful. So I can see how, like, that hope punk would kind of fill in here. But it's
like hope anarchy.
Yes,
like,
it's a little bit more nihilistic than that.
Yeah.
So then this is
hopeful?
From...
Nah, rebel against that shit.
So this is from the Paragon Collective. And it has a fairly well-known cast. So it has Logan Browning from Dear White People and The Perfection, Mamadou Athi from Jurassic World, Carla Gugino from Haunting of Hill House, et cetera. And it's created by Alex Aldea and Adrian Schaffler. I enjoyed it, but I think there is a headspace in which you can listen to this and you will not like it.
Okay.
This is not something to listen to be happy at the end.
Great.
So,
I mean,
not that it's necessarily
welcome to life in 2021, everybody.
That's why I put this at the end, because we just started off with like global doom. Catastrophe.
Meanwhile, have some doom in fiction form. Fiction is in quote marks.
Yeah, not so distant fiction. That's the oyster. It's basically kind of sci-fi, post-apocalyptic, 1984, all rolled into one.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
sounds fresh.
Look, there are some really nice moments in there.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about what makes people people and how we can preserve that. But it is a pretty dire story.
Yeah. I'm excited, even though I might not sound like it.
I don't know if I'm excited, to be honest.
I will say it is very well produced as well. So it is kind of full immersive storytelling.
I love that.
Let's go on to reviews.
Okay.
Of last fortnight's episodes.
Yeah.
What did you recommend, Liz?
This sounds like you're not going to say very nice things about my podcast, Zane. Last week I recommended Obituary, heavy emphasis on the bitch. So this is each week the hosts Spencer and Madison read outlandish, hilarious and sometimes scathing obituaries. They kind of have like little bizarre history segments and, you know, turning in their grave segments and dumb criminals segments, which I really enjoy dumb criminals. And yeah, so what did we think of, and the exquisite cover art, what did we think of Obituary?
The cover art is exquisite.
Yes.
It's a very good cover
winner.
Art.
Yes.
Yep.
I actually really like the content of this.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea. The one turn off for me was the 10 to 15 minutes of banter at the start.
Yep.
And as a new listener, I was like, oh, how much? At 5 minutes, I was like, okay, they're going to get into the content soon. At 8 minutes, I was like, how long is this going on for? And then it was like 14 minutes before they got into the actual
thing. Look, as I've listened to this a little bit longer than other people, and I forgot that was a thing that shat me the first time I listened to it, but that definitely did piss me off.
Yeah, and other than that, like the content's very entertaining and they present it in a very funny way. Mm. Like you and I both really enjoy that kind of friendship telling each other things sort of format of podcast. But yeah, just be ready for banter. I've only listened to two episodes and they were both pretty banter front heavy. Mm. So I don't know like if there's, you can just always skip the first 15 minutes or whatever, but you know, if you're into the content, like it's probably worth getting through it.
As a podcast host and a podcast review host, honestly, the amount of time that we banter, I'm so like looking at the clock, even with Ghosts, I'm sitting there going, oh my God, I feel like that lasted forever. And then Zane, who's our producer on that podcast, is like, it was 4.5 minutes. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I think that is pretty much the same for me. Like, obviously, one of the things that we've been talking about with podcasts like this over the last couple of months has been really like the relationship between the hosts. And the thing that really stands out for me for this part, I think Spencer and Madison. So Spencer Henry and Madison Race, amazing names. Their relationship is really like core to this and why it functions well. But the problem is that the first few episodes that I listened to, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Really, really focus on the actual structure of the show. And then once that gets more comfortable, then start bringing the banter. But initially, I think the very first episode, there is a segment that they talk about where Madison has like, oh, I can't even remember, but something happens. It's a bit wacky. And I did think it was very sweet, but for the most part, I was just like, oh my God, like when are you going to get into the obituaries part?
I feel like when you do that banter thing, you can actually manage to get banter in talking about the subject.
Well,
because you're going to go off tangentially enough. And I think that you can only afford to spend 5 minutes at the top of an episode being like, ha ha ha, everything's terrible. And then get onto your content.
Yeah.
I think
if you've got a gimmick.
Yeah, unless your banter isn't related to the the themes of your podcast. Yeah, I don't think you can. Like, if your banter is involving like the research that you were doing that week,
yeah,
like I think that's perfectly fine to like banter about. Like, oh, I met this weird librarian and then she was pushing murders on me, and it's like,
because you're really as you said, and as I forgot, you do piss off new listeners or immediate, not piss them off, but immediately turn them away, going, oh, this isn't what I thought it was. When it is, you just got to get there.
No, it's just like, I'm not in on these in jokes.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm not friends with you yet, so this is really grating.
And it's not like a bad thing, right? Like, I don't sit there and listen to these two and go, all right, well, I'm missing the joke, or I'm missing like what the relationship is here. But for me, I'm like, well, I'm listening to the show because the purpose of the show is to read those obituaries and do those little segments and stuff. And when it gets into it, the show's really, really good. Like, it's really good. When they get into the obituaries and some of the histories of these people, I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking hilarious.
I aim to be uber petty.
Yeah, right? I'm like, this is Petty Wars times 10. Yeah. I'm all in on it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm just like, all right, look. Huge plus is that they didn't spend 20 minutes talking about which royal, about like, and justifying Prince Philip.
Or they didn't spoil my favorite TV show.
Exactly. And that obituary is a huge plus for me.
All right, well, let's move on to yours, Heinick. You little ripper.
Yeah, so my recommendation was the ABC's podcast with Georgie Tunney and Kurt Fernley's You Little Ripper, which is a podcast specifically focused around the Paralympics at Tokyo this year. So it has completed its run, but the purpose of the show was to talk about the athletes and the event itself and the Paralympics, which I felt was one of those events that just isn't as widely in focus into the general public. I think obviously if you're a sports fan, you probably are acutely aware of it, but we had a terrific Paralympic Games as Australia. What do you guys think?
God, Kurt Fernley is like such an awesome host.
Yeah.
Like, it was, they balance each other really, really nicely, but he had such a good bit of color and insight that I found really engaging to listen to. And like, I give no shits about sport, but I cared about sport listening to this podcast. And look, I actually care a little bit more about the Paralympics than I do about the Olympics, because the feats of strength and endurance and triumph against all odds is just ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I listened to probably about two episodes, I think. I got two whole episodes.
That's huge.
And the final one, I listened to the final one in their run and the one before it. Was talking about somebody who was an athlete with MS who had been told that at 40 years of age their life would be very different and they wouldn't be able to, you know, live their life. And next minute, 40 years of age, winning a bronze medal at the Paralympic Games. I really enjoyed it. I thought they had a really nice balance of doing their little You Little Ripper moments, so like their gold moments at the top of the podcast, and then interviews where they ask all the questions that I would have also asked.
I agree.
Yeah.
Great hosts. My one criticism is that this isn't a podcast that I could get into. If you like sports and you were paying attention to the Olympics, this was definitely a companion to watching the Paralympics rather than an introduction to the Paralympics. And like, I was much more interested in the personal stories than the sporting part of it. And I get that that's what this podcast is for. It's just kind of like, I kept wanting them to like stay with the athletes for a bit. But
is there a podcast? Like, I would really like a podcast on specifically like Paralympians or, you know, athletes that aren't.
I haven't found one. I did do a cursory search, but there aren't any that are like
because this is very of the moment rather than like the actual history and all that sort of stuff, right? It's not like a long running show. It very much is. Paralympics was on. We're going to cover it, and the athletes are part of it, and the stories, and that works.
It did its job very well, but it did make me want to know more about athletes who both participate in and train for the Paralympics.
Well, that's the thing. We've had podcasts before that focus on like profiling the athletes and their stories. And I think that is something I would love about Paralympians. Whereas this was kind of like, okay, yep, sports, they won and got some gold and yep, they did real well. But it's like, it was at no point could I engage with it because it was like, it was assuming a lot of knowledge and interest that I didn't have.
And I think that it is to its detriment in terms of, all right, well, I want to learn more about the Paralympics, and to an extent you kind of do, but it is still very off the moment.
I think it's to its detriment. I just think it's like I understood it, but I never got it.
Yeah.
Cool. Have anything else? No, good.
Nope.
Well, let's talk about my recommendation, which was The Deep, with Zoe Marshall, basically using her experience with trauma to talk to people who are going through or have gone through interesting life experiences, and kind of asking those deep and fascinating questions that we all like to have in deep and meaningful conversations. What did you think?
So I was in a headspace where I didn't want anything deep and meaningful the week that I listened to it. So I only listened to one episode. But that one episode that I listened to was so friggin' good that I was like, fuck this, I can have deep and meaningful conversations. Look at me go out into the world. Narrator, she could not. but I listened to the episode The Madam, where they talked to someone who had been a madam in the office work side of a brothel. And the stories were fascinating and also quite sad with not that the girls, you know, it's not the whole, you know, stereotype. It's not they call them service providers.
Yeah.
It's not them that's sad, it's how they're treated that's really sad. Like some of the stories that they came in about people you know, coming in and just treating people like absolute shit. And, you know, she was just going, oh yeah, someone punched me in the guts and it sucked. And Zoe was like, hang on, like, you're being very blasé about the fact that somebody was trying to punch one of the girls and punched you instead. Like, that's horrific. Yeah. No other workplace would tolerate that. It was fascinating. It was fascinating, and I'm keen to have a look at some more topics and see which ones I can handle.
Yeah, having listened through, I haven't been triggered by any of them.
Yeah, cool.
In the same way that, like, sometimes you are like, it's like, I'm not in the mood for this. Yeah. Definitely, kind of because it flows so well into the conversation. Like, it's never left me worse for it.
Yeah, it was mostly that, you know, when you're in one of those I can only handle sitcoms and reality shows kind of mind. Yeah.
What about you, Nick?
This is tough because for me, I think
you hate sex workers. Is that
first? Yeah, no, 100%.
Oh no,
100%. No, look, this is so specifically of how you feel, right?
Yeah.
So I listened to the End of Life Doula, which is a fascinating episode about doulas, which is trained, they're like a non-medical person that helps with like birth.
Yeah, midwife.
Right? Midwife. Yeah, yeah. But this one is basically for end of life, which I was like, I'm going to choose this. This feels like a good topic to choose.
I would have crashed and burned on that.
I did. Yeah. I did. And I don't think that it's a bad thing, right? Because the conversation that Zoe has with, and I'm blanking on the name because I listened to this a few weeks ago, with this particular end of life doula was a really fascinating conversation, right? Because it really wasn't, it does get hard to listen to because really the subject matter that they're talking about is heavy. They talk about suicide, euthanasia, all that sort of stuff. But the conversation doesn't really feel like it is taking advantage of this person or their experiences rather than dissecting that and talking about it.
Does or doesn't?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Like it feels very much a Zoe's actually asking questions
curiosity.
It feels very curious.
She had a genuine curiosity about it. And when she was asking questions, she was like, I'm sorry if this seems like a silly question, but you know, it's not exploiting something for a good story.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, wow, okay.
And like there's one of the other episodes I listened to, which was about sensitive. So it's a sensitive woman who was able to see like spirits. So kind of like, I guess, I don't know, talking to ghosts and all that sort of shit. But there was a moment in there which I thought was really quite fascinating in that Zoe kind of like let her barrier come down a little bit and be like, I'm going to ask like a stupid question, right? Mm. And it was about like her experience or that she thought she had an experience with a ghost or with like a spirit and how that would be interpreted or what that her interpretation of that was.
Mm.
And that was where I was like, all right, this is a really fascinating show because really Zoe Marshall, who's the host, does a really terrific job of actually making sure that it doesn't get too deep or it doesn't say too light. It actually is quite well balanced in terms of how she asks the questions of her guests.
Yeah.
And I really like the show, but fuck me. I really, fair, big asterisks. You really have to pick your episodes. Like I said in my notes, be
honestly
careful what you pick.
Listen to The Madam because I was in such a can't handle anything mood. And that was more fascinating than anything. She had such a wide-eyed naivety, innocence kind of, and talking about, so like there was a lot of really funny stories in it as well as a lot of really sad ones.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that people like to do is amusing. Things I haven't thought about. And I was like, oh, people do that. Okay.
So educational cool. as well.
Yes.
All right. Well, that has been us for this week. Let's go back and talk about the podcast that we recommended this week. So this week I recommended The Oyster, which is a not too distant future post-apocalyptic audio drama. Nick?
I recommended Edith. Oh, sorry. Edith!
Edith!
Edith! A podcast from Crooked and Q-Code about an alt... It's alt history about Edith Wilson, who took stewardship of the presidency in the early 1900s.
And I recommended the Something Scary podcast. It's scary stories.
Something scary.
About something.
About something. Well. We've got cool music and creepy evocative storytelling.
Excellent. And if you want to get your podcast into our ears, you can go to our website at thatsnotcanon.com/castology and fill out the form, or you can reach out on social media and give us a 5-star rating and review, please. That
would love
be
that. Thank you.
Nice. I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Liz Best
and
Nick Bleeker.
Keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.